find in the history of NAPIO that we've had so many leaders from other organizations that support our efforts in this transformation that we are seeking. And we're delighted to have them present. I am going to just jump back in order for a minute, and because we have our discussions here, but to bring up Dr. Michael Lomax, President of UNCF, just to say a few words, and then behind him, Dwayne Ashley, President of the Frederick Marshall Foundation, who supports us all, and Dr. Joe Leonard, President of the Black Leadership Forum. Would you please come?
Thank you very much, President Shields. I'm delighted to be here, and flew in this morning from Los Angeles to be here and to be a part of this important conference. I wanted to have the occasion to stand with Leslie Baskerville, my colleague at NAPIO, and to say that the United Negro College Fund stands shoulder to shoulder with NAPIO and with our other colleagues here in recognizing the critical importance of the moment. Now, you know, we've heard a number of speakers this morning, Senator Allen, Secretary Spelling, Congressman Watt, all of whom have acknowledged something that we know about because we live with every day. There's an educational attainment gap between African Americans and the rest of the population, a gap which has existed for generations and isn't narrowing, it's widening. A gap that is more punishing today than perhaps ever before because, as Senator Allen so clearly pointed out, the jobs of the 21st century are not low-skill jobs. The jobs of the 21st century are not jobs that will be filled by young men and women who have only achieved a high school education. The jobs of the 21st century are high-skill jobs which require high-skill workers. And no one has been doing a harder job to produce educated, fully prepared African Americans than historically black colleges. No one has been doing that work. And I think it's critically important today that the College Fund stand with NAPIO and with all of the other organizations who are here in Washington to make the case to the nation that we can't just talk about the crisis. We just can't bemoan the problem. We've got to invest real dollars and make a difference. You know, any of us who turn on the television and watch the news any night of this week will see young men and women, African-American and others of color, college age, not in college, but serving their nation in Afghanistan and Iraq, doing what we have been doing for centuries in this country since the Revolutionary War. When in moments of crisis and emergency, African Americans have come forward, stood with this nation, sacrificed in behalf of a nation that hasn't always stood with us, and lived up to the promise of the great dream. Those young men and women who are putting their lives on the line thousands of miles away, I think, should at least know that when they come home, they and their brothers and sisters have an opportunity to get the education that will ensure that they can live the promise of this great democracy. Every day, we spend $356 million fighting the war in Iraq. None of us would argue that that is an investment that shouldn't be made. But let's remember that when that war is over and those young men and women return, we could spend 2 days of that war in Iraq and double what is being spent on African American historically black colleges in this nation today. 1 month of that war could fully fund Pell Grants and ensure that these young men and women who put their lives on the line can get the education that they require to be competitive in the 21st century. I don't think any of us would deny that this is a moment of crisis in the world, a time of sacrifice. We're making that sacrifice. It is also a time to plan for the future. And the future is going to require, as these speakers have so eloquently pointed out, a competitive workforce, educated to compete in the 21st century high technology, high skilled economies of the world. African Americans stand ready to make sacrifices. We should also be making sacrifices so that when the time for sacrificing is over, opportunity can come to our communities as well. The United Negro College Fund stands shoulder to shoulder with NAPRO and with other organizations in saying to this nation, we have been doing this work. We've been making the sacrifices. We've been producing the results with little or no resources. The time for doing so much with so little is over. We need investments to ensure that we have the resources to provide the educational opportunity that these young men and women so richly deserve. Thank you.
As long as you're not from North Carolina, we can give you some. Nobody?
Okay, well, we got it.
Thank you.
Thank you.